This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, coming to you live from the land down under. I just want to, before we bring Mike Adams on today, who'll be joining us, he's an amazing guy, and I'm going to get his insight on what's happening with the cyber attacks and global blackouts that are coming our way, crucial information that everyone needs to prepare for. I just want to say, Owen Troyer just mentioned he's going to be broadcasting for 10 hours today. Whatever industry you work in, you always look to the best as a benchmark of how you want to be and how you want to operate. And can I say, working in media, and a lot of people may not understand what goes on behind the scenes, InfoWars are some of the hardest working, most efficient people that I have dealt with in this industry. They are amazing. And the whole crew and all of the effort that goes behind bringing this crucial information to the world is just amazing to see. And the dedication of people like Owen is second to none. So I just want to mention how grateful I am for this broadcast and for all of the independent media out there that's doing their best to bring out the truth to the world in the face of so much adversity. Today we're going to be joined by Mike Adams right now. He's with us live. Mike, how are you today?
Hello, Maria. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on, and I really appreciate your work and your contributions to this industry as well. You're doing fantastic work, and Owen Troyer, as you mentioned, his work ethic is just nobody can even touch it. The guy's he's the hardest working young guy I know in this industry, but we all work hard, yourself included, myself included. I'm actually working on my new studio, too, all kinds of little glitches and bugs and things we're trying to work out. It's all this behind-the-scenes stuff that a lot of people don't see, but it's necessary to get the message out.
Yes, absolutely. Same to you, Mike. So much respect and appreciation for what you do. Now, I really want to focus on these blackouts, and I know that you've recently did a situation update where you spoke about after the EMP. We also got a really great update on Rudy on that broadcast. If anyone hasn't seen it, please do listen. It's really delightful to listen to. But these blackouts that are happening all over the world, cyber attacks, Greg Reese recently did a video on this, incoming cyber attack for a new world order. Now, Italy, just the other day, huge cyber attack. They're meeting now with global leaders to talk about how to prepare against this. I want to go through a really quick timeline, Mike, just before the break, and then I want to get your insight. Here's what I've got, and this is by in no way, shape, or form an exhaustive list, but listen to this. 28th of December, without providing any evidence, the Austrian Defense Minister Claudia Tanner alleged that Russia was planning major cyber attacks on Europe's power systems, causing widespread power outages across all of Europe over the coming months. Paris, which is the footage that the team just played before, over 100,000 homes were affected. This was on the 9th of December. In Australia, on the 9th of December, millions of customers were unable to use their health insurance, with Medibank set to shut down its systems in the wake of a huge cyber attack. 6th of December, Reuters warned of widespread blackouts. November the 20th, last year, head of the Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Assistance told Germans, "We have to assume that there will be blackouts this winter." 4th of November, the UK was testing the emergency blackout plan as reported by The Guardian. In October, the BBC prepared scripts just like they did with Event 201, Mike, and I'm going to let you take over right after the break, but this is important for people to know. The BBC prepared scripts like they did for possible winter blackouts. On the 5th of October, Bangladesh power grid collapsed, causing a blackout for more than 140 million citizens. 24th of September, Bloomberg reported the Estonian Prime Minister warned that Russia could be preparing to disconnect Russia. The three Baltic countries from their electricity grid, leading to widespread blackouts. And in January of last year, Kazakhstan was in the midst of a nation-scale internet blackout after public unrest. Now, here's my theory, Mike. The final draw card has always been a global shutdown of all our infrastructure, all our resources, and it would come probably in the form of an EMP attack, which you just reported on right after the break. We're going to get Mike's analysis on all of this. This is something every single person needs to be prepared for. And as I said, this is in no way, shape, or form an exhaustive list. This is just the few things that I've covered. Stay with us right after the break with Mike Adams. What do we do with the coming EMP attack?
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Here with Mike Adams for his analysis on the EMP. We just had the so-called spy balloon over the United States, and I really think, Mike, that they are preparing us for global cyber shutdown. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and in order to understand why these balloons are really EMP weapons platforms that are designed to take out the power grid across most of the continental United States, you've got to understand that China has been planning a land invasion of North America for many years. They intend to carry it out. We don't know when exactly, but I've spoken with many experts on this. I know you have too, including J.R. Nyquist, for example. And we know that China has been pre-staging equipment and personnel in the United States. They have infiltrated virtually every institution. They have staged police uniforms, fully automatic weapons, portable artillery units, mortars, ground-to-air missile systems that have been smuggled across the open southern border. This is all staged in the United States in preparation for an invasion by China. Now, this invasion could still be halted. I think if Trump were in the White House, he would put China in its place. But because the current occupants of the White House are working with China, or you could at least say they are influenced or blackmailed by China, we are in a very hopeless situation. We saw with the balloon that our military, under the orders of this woke Pentagon, and I think a failing administration, will not stop an invasion of our airspace with EMP weapons platforms. But here's how this is going to go, Maria. If we get to this point, I mean, it's not 100%, but they would use the EMPs to soften us up, to collapse our power grid, cause mass social chaos, total violation of the rule of law in every major city, you know, just chaos, starvation, no water systems, nothing. And then after a few weeks of that, that's when China would invade. And they would meet relatively little resistance for key reasons. One of those reasons is because, well, the United States has shipped most of its military munitions to Ukraine. So virtually all of the excess munitions, artillery rounds, drones, artillery units, the 777s and so on, have been shipped to Ukraine. So the U.S. military has cleared out the continental United States, making it highly susceptible to an invasion. We don't even have anti-tank weapons in America anymore. All China has to do is just land on California beaches. Governor Newsom will probably give them a high five. They've already banned AR-15s in California. There won't be much guerrilla resistance against an invading force in California. And by the way, the Navy will probably be ordered to stand down by the woke Pentagon that I believe is working with China. So we can go into all these details even more, but that's kind of the big picture, Maria.
Yes, I agree with you. And here's the thing. It's such a multi-pronged attack, because a lot of these things are blamed on Russia, setting the world up. You mentioned Jeff Nyquist. I had the same intel last year, and we had that audio that was leaked from the PLA. And my intel sources say that people lost their lives in order to bring that audio out. In fact, the people that leaked it, they've been missing for some time. I don't think that they've been found. So that audio was, as confirmed by several sources, authentic audio, and there was a planned invasion at the time. Now, did we thwart that invasion because we brought that out? Probably, Mike, just like with anything that whistleblowers bring out. But the planned invasion is definitely there. The ultimate goal is to destroy the United States as the world superpower, which is why even though I'm an Aussie, I am passionate about news coming out of the United States, because this is a huge, huge part of the New World Order takeover. As soon as they collapse the United States, they're ready. The U.S. is holding the fort right now, and this is why there's been such a huge attack on the morals, the morale of the United States. And what a blow to the morale seeing the Biden and the U.S. Air Force not taking action on this invading so-called spy balloon. I mean, it is about demoralizing the American people.
Well, yes, absolutely. And as you know, Australia has been very heavily infiltrated by communist Chinese operatives as well, especially New South Wales. And if the United States falls, then China will move on Australia, much like the Japanese were planning to do in World War II, right? I mean, if you tour the beaches of Australia right now, there are still old concrete bunkers with cannons in them. I've been to those beaches. I've seen the defensive positions on the coastline of Australia. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Australia and New Zealand and the Philippines are all right there within the range, and Taiwan, of course, of what China wants to claim as their domain. And China is facing a collapse unless they conquer. This is critical to understand. China needs more natural resources. They need more room in order to increase their population. They're suffering a demographic collapse right now, and they need more food because they can't grow enough food domestically. So they value the breadbasket of the United States for food production. They value Australia, the areas closer to the coastline where there is food production, but the rich mineral resources that are located more inland on the Australian continent. Vast resources there, as you know, just vast, and largely untapped, by the way. China wants all of that, and China wants microchips out of Taiwan, and they want the labor pool out of the Philippines. So China has its sights set on many, many countries, but they've got to take out the United States first, in their view, if they're going to succeed in conquering those other Pacific Rim nations and continents. So there you go.
China has a plan to become the world's superpower by 2050. This is public knowledge. They've even stated it. So this is, we can absolutely see how they've been taking these steps over the years. Australia, I think, you know, a huge part of our land, some of our roads are owned by China. We even sold a body of water in the middle of the bushfires to China, Mike. I mean, this is how insane this has gotten. You know, it's crazy to see. But I think this talk of cyber attacks is really huge. So if the team can just cue up that clip that I've got from the Davos this year, talking about cyber attacks over the next 2 years.
We're here today to share the findings of the World Economic Forum's Global Security Outlook Report 2023. This is a result of research in collaboration with the forum's communities and our partner Accenture, in which we've interviewed and sought input from over 300 executives globally. The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years.
A catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years. Now, if everyone recalls, I know that InfoWars has played the footage many, many times. Maybe we'll play it a little bit later because we've only got Mike for a short time today before I'm going to take some calls. The global cyber pandemic, cyber COVID, they've said will be much faster, much more widespread, and more devastating than COVID-19. And it would cause a global shutdown of banks, phones, telecommunications, absolutely everything, including electricity, with, get this, the only solution is for people to get a digital vaccine to come back online. We've got about a minute and a half before the break. Mike, talk to us about the global shutdown.
Well, there are two sources of the cyber attacks. One are true strategic enemies of the United States, such as China and North Korea and Russia right now. But the other source is our own government, false flag cyber attacks in order to take down infrastructure that keeps civilization running. Now, you could even consider, by the way, the shutting down of pipelines, the shutting down of fossil fuels in Europe as a kind of an attack on infrastructure that's being carried out by governments. The green agenda has resulted in this energy scarcity that has caused deindustrialization across Europe. And the same thing is happening at a slower pace in the United States, at least as long as people like Joe Biden are in the White House, shutting down energy exploration and energy infrastructure. So we the people are facing, in essence, you know, two very severe threats. Our own government's trying to shut down food, burning down food centers, shutting down infrastructure, shutting down indirectly railroads, transportation, diesel fuel refineries, and so on. And then secondly, enemies who want to take us down for their own reasons. So, folks, you got to get prepared, because the world is going to become a lot less reliable throughout this year, even more so than you've seen already.
Absolutely agree, Mike. Right after the break, we're going to talk about some of the ways that we can prepare, and then we're going to actually take some callers after Mike leaves us. How are people preparing around the world so that we can help one another? Stay with us for this crucial, crucial information. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are back with Mike Adams. So we're talking about the imminent shutdown of electricity, telecommunications, so much more that people just simply are not prepared for. Mike, I know that this is something that you're very, very passionate about. Talk to us about what this will actually look like when this attack on our power grid comes and what people can do about it to prepare.
Well, the first thing to realize is that, you know, there are three power grids in the continental United States, the Eastern Grid, Western Grid, and then the Texas Grid. And so it is quite possible that, for example, these balloons, if they detonate EMP weapons, you could lose the entire Eastern Grid, but the Western Grid could still function. The Texas Grid might still function, and very likely to do so, in fact. Or perhaps the balloons could target the Western Grid, you see. So it may not be the entire country, and it may not last forever. You know, it might just be a few days, a few weeks. But if certain things happen past the tipping point, then it goes to years. So if the EMP weapons destroy enough of the power substations and certain components in the power grid that cannot be replaced without getting them made in China, you are likely to find yourself not able to source anything from China because China has just declared war on you, so they're going to restrict exports. Thus, you will have no power in that scenario in certain cities for years to come. Years. And that would mean that those cities collapse into Mad Max-style, just complete dystopia. Complete lawlessness, no services, no electricity, no 911. You know, even the police would pack up their bug-out bags, grab their families, and flee. So you would have mass migration out of the cities and into the rural areas across America where, yeah, you may not have power in rural areas, but they aren't death traps without power. A lot of people can get by. It won't be easy, but you can still get by without power in a certain rural kind of environment. As long as you have a water source, a lot of people have backup, you know, solar panels. A lot of people have generators that may still function if they've stockpiled diesel fuel and things like that. So the government reports that we've seen over the last few years show that there's an estimated 70 to 90% of the U.S. population would die within, I believe, about 18 months following a nationwide EMP attack. And those deaths are from starvation, violence, disease. You would have lots of cholera infections because you don't have working sewage systems. So every city would become like San Francisco, frankly, just completely filled with feces and filth. And they would be largely unsurvivable. And, of course, violence and muggings and street battles with gangs and so on. So you got to get away from those cities if you want to survive this, that's for sure.
I absolutely agree with you. And you got to get away from the cities anyway because they're becoming digital prisons where we're seeing the rise of the, you know, the smart city agenda. Just yesterday in my Telegram, for whoever's not in there, get in there because there's great information and a great bunch of people. It's Z Media 3Es, one word. In that channel, someone showed their child in school, very young child, was given a project over the next two terms to imagine a smart city and how we can make it more sustainable. And, you know, they've already rolled out the indoctrination to children in schools about this stuff. And we see the marketing all over the world about these smart cities. Our premier in New South Wales, Dominic Perrottet, recently announced, you know, right at the time of the Queen's death, Mike, allegedly, that New South Wales, Sydney was going to be the first smart city three cities in Australia, and it was going to be a model for the whole world. And they're splitting it into districts. They use the words district in their plans. I've reported on this many times, even on this show. So, you know, talk to us about the dystopian vision that they're setting for these smart cities and why people should actually move rural and prepare now.
Well, understand that, of course, the globalists are working on a depopulation effort. They are now in the elimination phase of humanity. And this is because, of course, of the rise of, you know, like ChatGPT, AI systems, and then robotic systems that can replace many humans once they are tied to cloud-based AI computing systems. So humans, from the point of view of globalists, are obsolete. So to get rid of those humans, the globalists need to corral them into controllable spaces. And that's where those districts come from that you talked about. And I know you've covered this extensively, but this has also been talked about in places like Scotland and so on, like 20-minute cities where you're not allowed to have a vehicle. You're only allowed to go to places that you can reach within 20 minutes of walking or perhaps having a bicycle. No vehicles for you. You can't get out. Kind of like a Truman Show thing. If you try to cross the bridge, they'll turn you back, you know, with armed guards, you know, go back into your simulation, which is actually a kill zone. Now, it will be very difficult for governments of the world to round up rural people. The governments just don't have enough personnel. And a lot of rural people just simply will not cooperate. Most city people will cooperate, most of them, not all, but most of them will. They're the ones who tended to take the vaccines. They're the ones who are willing to join the mark of the beast, financial transaction system, digital currency. They'll be easy for globalists to control and exterminate. And that's what this is, mass extermination. And by the way, you know, a new study on the vaccine finds that the COVID vaccines cause hyper-accelerated aging. So rapid aging also explains some of what's happening. It's why people are growing cancer at such an accelerated pace, and it's also why people, one of the reasons why people are dying from heart disease, even though they're so young. They're actually aging like they're in a time machine or something. It's crazy. But the die-off is the goal. And if you want to survive, you're going to have to get out of the cities and become self-reliant, which means growing your own food, having your own backup everything, backup currency, backup self-defense, backup energy systems, you know, backup emergency medicine, all of it. And so that's my take on it, Maria.
I agree with you, Mike, and I think that more and more people are starting to realize that we're seeing the rise of parallel systems, for example, parallel health systems, doctors that aren't brainwashed and brain dead, essentially. I watched a podcast recently where there was a young pro-abortionist, pro-murder woman who's studying to be a doctor, and she said that you know, she was posed with a question of ethics, Mike, and she said that she would have performed lobotomies. In the end, she said, even though we know now that lobotomies were wrong, because it was the scientific consensus at the time, not even knowing what we know now, she would have performed the lobotomy. This is like they did in the 1800s. These are the types of doctors that we are seeing coming into the major, you know, the major medical system. We've got here in the state of Queensland the largest intake of junior doctors that we have seen to date. They're doing the same with the police force. I'll be reporting on this a lot more soon. Getting rid of the older officers, the more senior ones, the ones with experience and a conscience, and just bringing in the indoctrinated police officers. And I think this is a worldwide problem, Mike, as we see the New World Order goons that are serving the existing systems and making this takeover possible rising up more and more. A few quick words before we finish up, Mike, and please follow Mike on naturalnews.com, and, you know, he's just constantly bringing crucial info.
Well, thank you, Maria. Thank you for what you do and for hosting the show. You've done extraordinary work along with an amazing crew there. I would just say, look, we are about to witness the horrors that human beings are capable of performing against each other under false authority. It's going to be so much worse than the Holocaust. It's already in many ways worse than that in terms of the number of people killed globally by these vaccines. It's over 20 million and counting, and there may be billions dead through all of this over the next 10 years. So get prepared, folks. You're going to see the worst of humanity, but also with God on our side, We can prevail. We can survive this. Thank you, Maria, for having me on.
Thank you so much, Mike. Stay with us right on the other side of the break. We're going to take some calls, and I want to hear from you. How are you preparing, you and your loved ones, for what is happening in the coming months?
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're going to open up the phone lines. You can call 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I really want to hear from people about how they are preparing them, themselves and their loved ones for incoming electricity shortages, blackouts, cyber attacks, telecommunications outages, because I don't have all the answers. Mike doesn't have all the answers, as brilliant as he is. Owen, Harrison, Alex, we are just people like everyone else trying to navigate based on the intel that we have, trying to navigate based on what we know the globalists are doing and help warn the world of what is ahead. We've got people dialing in right now, and as their names come up, I'll announce them and we'll bring them on. But I really depend, and I love talking to people around the world. The InfoWars audience is one of the brightest, sharpest audiences out there, and I have to say the same for the people that tune into my stuff in Telegram. Really intelligent people that aren't going to be fooled by the lies of the mainstream media. They know they need to prepare. We've got Hammer Hardy. Hammer, you're on the air.
How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
It's good to talk to you, Hammer. So talk to us about how you're preparing for what is coming our way.
I think the EMP attacks are probably the most important thing that we need to protect ourselves from right now. So, I mean, I've already got some of the InfoWars Faraday cages in some of the older ones and some of the newer ones. And recently I looked up online, and they actually, from what I understand, they make cloth that is meant for EMP protection. So you can get these large sections of cloth and actually drape them over your vehicle. So don't everybody rush out too quick and buy them, because I get paid tomorrow and I need to buy mine. But that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm planning on buying some of these EMP-proof blankets, basically, and I'm going to drape it over my truck. So at least I can have some four-wheel drive when things get bad.
Well, that's great advice, Hammer. And, you know, I for all the people that haven't converted to electric yet, and hopefully this audience hasn't, what a death trap getting an electric vehicle knowing what these people are planning. Thank you so much for your advice, Hammer. We'll go to Andrew in New York.
InfoWars, it's definitely good to decentralize and to, have gold and silver, in case they take the bail-ins with the bank. But I think it's also good to just get the supply chain working right. Use all the energies.
Let me just say, Andrew, on the silver and gold, people always often ask me, if the digital currency comes in and we don't have access to our bank accounts and we can't operate within the financial system because of CBDCs and digital IDs and so on and so forth, what good will silver or gold be for us? Venezuela is a perfect example where they're paying for haircuts with, gold shavings when the cash became worthless on the streets. Silver and gold, precious metals, are key. You'll go down the road to a farmer that you should start building relationships with locally right now, and you'll be able to trade in that currency. These are things that absolutely last. Thank you, Andrew, for your call. Really appreciate it. Sarah in Canada, you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a little bit off topic.
Sure.
But I was listening to Owen this morning, and it was on topic at the time, but I'm finally getting through. So thank you. I was thinking about... there are two times in human history where God is what said enough with man, and it was in the days of Noah in the flood, right, and then Sodom and Gomorrah, and both times, if you read the scriptures properly, it was the human genome that was being tampered with. The first time was the Nephilim's. We're having sex with the women, and that's right in the Bible. And the second time was Sodom and Gomorrah, where the angels were being, it wasn't just sin. Noah was a drunk, okay? Or wasn't a drunk, but he drank, okay? So I'm just saying it wasn't all about the sin. It was about their genome being tampered with, and that's when God said no. And we're here again.
Yes, so Sarah, just on that, there are archaeological findings from the time of Noah, there or thereabouts, that have actually found that there was tampering with the human genome. It backs up what is in the Bible about that topic. So you're absolutely right. And we're told that as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be before the coming of the Son of Man. So there is absolutely direct correlation between tampering with the human genome from those times and now. And we can see that through the, you know, we know now about the reverse transcribing into the human DNA from the Lund University in Sweden. It's absolutely happening. CRISPR technology, you know, slicing out, replacing. It's shocking to witness, and it's shocking to know that so much of humanity has been, you know, their original creation has been sliced out and replaced with what? Luciferase? I mean, you know, not luciferase, this is one of the ingredients, but you understand what I'm saying. It's just sickening. So you're absolutely right, Sarah. Thank you for that call. And it's just another confirmation that we need to stay far away from all of these products, including mRNA in the meat supply, which is coming both to the United States and Australia. We have confirmation of that in Australia through a press release. By August of this year, they want to inject all mRNA, all livestock with mRNA. We're going to go to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, Maria. Very nice to be on your show. I enjoy watching it. Spent a lot of time in your wonderful country down there over the years. What I want to mention to you, I hit a company, a laser technology company, 25 years ago. My chief scientist was Alan Hill, who developed and directed Star Wars under the Reagan administration. So I learned quite a bit over the years with that company. As far as the EMP are concerned, they'll knock stuff out, this and that, but, you know, of course, it hasn't been tested on a broad range that I know of. But, you know, there are, you know, some things that you can do to protect yourself, protect your house, you know, your holdings, things like that. They have certain kinds of insulation you can put throughout your house and building. You know, it is bad. Of course, you want to be prepared for the worst of the worst all the time. Better be prepared than, you know, play a Monday catch up. So hopefully it won't be as bad, but of course it is good to be prepared.
Well, here's what I always say, Greg. I prepare for the worst, hope, pray, fight peacefully for the best. I've recently interviewed Dr. Pete Chambers. That's now on the Z Media tab on band.info if you haven't seen it yet. Band on video, sorry. If you haven't seen it yet, please do go and watch that interview. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers is a former Green Beret Special Flight Surgeon. He's an amazing man, and he gave an informed consent briefing to 3,000 soldiers, and after he did that, only 3 or 4 of them, I think, went ahead with the injections, and he was subsequently relieved from his duties, you know, an almost 40-year veteran serving previously in the Green Berets. It's a fascinating story. But he talks about the fact that this is fifth generation warfare, and we have to prepare for the absolute worst. That's what soldiers do. See, the sooner that we accept that we are at war because the globalists initiated that war and declared it on the people, and we understand the weapons of their warfare, which is censorship, misinformation on their part, poison through the pharmaceutical industry. Now we're facing electricity shutdown, cyber attacks, telecommunications, blackouts, energy attack. Once we understand the potential attacks that are coming our way, we can actually prepare and fight against them. That's what good soldiers do while they plan their counterattacks or even their preemptive attacks. So this is what we have to prepare for. I'm going to give out the number one more time, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more callers on how they are preparing in this war that we are in. Thank you so much, Greg, for calling. We really appreciate your time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are taking live callers. Info Bear in Wyoming, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay, hey, thanks for having me on. I'm a long-time listener and 24-hour streamer of the InfoWar. Anyway, I wanted to point out to everybody, in the event we lose power, of course, we're not going to have refrigeration. Well, there is an out to that. You can get a hold of refrigerators in RVs, okay? They run off of both gas and electric. They're ammonia. They have no moving parts at all. Primarily what makes them run is heat going up the stack. If you look at one and you look where the flame is and where the flame goes, you'll see the heat runs up the stack. That's what makes it cold. You can replace it if you don't have the propane. You can use a simple candle, or even a parabolic mirror, like a magnifying glass type effect. If you follow it up ways, you'll see two wires going. going up, and that's where the electric heat pad is. You can add a heat source there. Anyway, it's a simple way. What's going to happen though? You're not going to have any kind of a thermostat. It's going to run full blast, full cold. So just to let you know. But what you do for your refrigerated items is you use a cooler inside the inside of it, and the cooler is to keep things from freezing because it's going to actually get about 10, 20 below zero inside the thing. But that's the way they have both keep your frozen meat and your refrigerated items when there is no power. Also, I wanted to point out to all the listeners, also real quick if I can, I want to point out to all the listeners out there that are trying to chat, hey, guys, don't get discouraged. They're manipulating chats and whatnot. You're not getting out. It looks like you are a lot of times, but actually you're not getting out, so it makes you feel all alone. It's part of their strategy. Don't get discouraged. Keep up the good work. Keep spreading the links and whatnot, and we'll survive this and we'll get through it. That's all I got. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you, InfoBear. That's very encouraging, and you're absolutely right. There are far more of us than they'd like us to think. We're going to go to Eric in Indiana about power outages. Eric, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Okay. All right. This isn't so much about preparation, but I was just curious. I'm a long-time InfoWars listener and supporter and everything, and I just had to question. I was curious about first, is was the balloon really from China? Is it just like a built narrative, a distraction or whatnot? Was it our own like a false flag balloon basically? And if they did that, it would be a built narrative in a sense that they could shut down a localized area, claim it was an EMP. And if it really was an EMP, that they were trying to do, I mean, wouldn't that or could it destroy their own technocratic, movements, their own technocracy they're trying to put in place. All that they've created, it's hard for me to believe that they would do an EMP. I mean, I can see them saying it's an EMP and then, shut down, localized, and then people have this narrative in their head that it was an EMP. But, at that point, they could go ahead and continue to build back better. I don't know. I mean, I know they're crazy enough to do the EMP. I just don't know if they're that desperate at this point or, I don't know if they want to talk about that.
You raise a really, really good point, Eric, and I want to address it because we have a lot of callers to get through, but this is crucial. This is what I love about free-thinking people. We always think outside the box. So first and foremost, it possibly was not a balloon from China. You're right. It could have been just a show to make people think that China's doing something or to make people think that China is a threat when, in fact, China's working with the New World Order in order to, create this narrative. You're right. The other thing is that, would they actually do this? Yes, they would. They would do it, Eric, because they said that a huge cyber pandemic is coming and that the only way to overcome this is to shut everything down, shut down banks, shut down phones, absolutely everything. This is why they've been testing the EBS, the emergency broadcasting systems, all around the world over the past 2 years, 3 years now, because they have a plan. And the BBC, as I said at the start of this show, the BBC has already war-gamed how they're going to communicate this to the public when it happens. They have a plan to shut everything down, and the only way to come back from it will be through a digital vaccine, they say. Yuval Noah Harari has even said, you will not be able to function in our society without a digital vaccine. So what they're doing right now, Eric, is they're testing the waters and they're doing the conditioning for this. The next 2 years will be filled with attacks of this nature. And I think the balloon was part of creating that narrative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. I just wanted to run it by. Okay, yeah.
Good to hear from you, Eric. You take care. We're going to go to Diego in Los Angeles.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, hello. So I'm just talking about being prepared.
Yes, please. Let us know.
Okay. All right. So I wrote down a couple of bulletin points. So, of course, have cash on hand to prepare for the bail-ins. Have a little bit of Bitcoin, gold, and silver. We already covered that topic. But specifically for the EMPs and the nuclear war that could happen, for those who live in California, Crescent I think it's got a strategic location. Crescent City is a good area to go. if you live in California. I'm going to go down real quick. Man and woman power is very important because I only have two hands. I can't do everything with two hands. So it's very important to have a community with you so you can, you know, get more things done. Practice getting used to having no power. So when it does come, if it does come, you have already been training for that. Also have some firepower on hand, of course. And above all, support InfoWars. I started listening to InfoWars about 3-4 years ago, just before the clock shots happened. And I told my whole family about it. My family is a bunch of lawyers, doctors, engineers, and none of them listened to me. And I was the only one telling them. If it wasn't for InfoWars, you know, maybe I would have taken it too. So above all, support InfoWars. It's good to be aware. You have to be aware so you're not walking around blindfolded. And do what you can. Just stay positive, keep a good head on your shoulders, and of course, pray to God. That's it.
Thank Wonderful, you. Diego. You're so right. So important to be aware, and this broadcast plays a crucial role. We're going to go to John in Maine on prepping. John, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. God bless y'all. First and foremost, InfoWars, buy the product. They're really awesome to bring forth. But I think I'm going to follow up on what he was saying about community. I think it's very important to use local friends as resources and create those connections now. Because you may have stuff you can barter with them, but you can't do it all yourself, you know.
Oh, we're having a lot of trouble hearing you, John. I don't know if the connection's bad or you're not speaking directly into the phone.
I got on speakerphone. I was on my Bluetooth. I apologize. Community. I think no man's an island, and we need to, like, reach out to local people and old friends and see what they've got going on and what we can do to help and where to meet up if things start falling apart, you know, and try to buy local and do that local community thing because we can only survive by ourselves so long, no matter how much you prep. So I think you have to build old school communities. We're blessed. I live in Maine. We have Amish people, and we can communicate with those people of farmers. But still, we still have local farmers. So I'd say start creating small micro communities of real farmers and that kind of stuff. And once again, man, if it works.
100%, John. 100%, John. I've got to go to the next caller because we're almost out of time. You're right. Community is key. Michael in Texas, you're the last caller. I'm sorry we didn't get to everyone, but please, in the next minute, Michael, tell us your tips really quickly.
Hi, is this me?
This is you, yes. Hi, Michael.
Okay. So, hi. I moved out of the city. Just live right outside of Austin. Got a couple acres. What people need to do is just be self-reliant, get some 5-gallon buckets, some Mylar bags, go buy some rice and beans and put some oxygen packages in there. Fill up your buckets, just put them away, some flour, powdered milk. Now's the time to be planting the seeds for your garden. You could grow gardens in 5-gallon buckets or any, you don't need to have a lot of acreage. Grow your own food and smoke your meat. Just be prepared. Have a water source. If you don't have a well, if you could get, you know, even a kiddie pool or something, you know, those bigger pools that have, you know, 500 gallons or something, just water filtration systems and just get used to being without your daily creature comforts. And
absolutely, Michael. Yeah. Look, we're almost out of time. You're right. We should all be practicing right now being used to not having certain resources that we know are under attack, including food, including power, including water. I mean, you can't survive without water for very long. Do you see why this broadcast is so crucial? This sharing of information doesn't happen like this anywhere else in the world. Please support InfoWars and visit Z Media, the Z Media tab for all of my latest interviews. God bless you all. I'll see you all next week.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.